actually press the record button this time.
What?
Yeah, I guess last night I started the show.
Oh, really?
Again. And forgot to press the button for the good, like, first 5 minutes.
Mmm, lovely.
I did real good.
Good times. Let me join you there.
Oh, yeah. I already opened mine, so I'll do the fake.
Will has no patience now. He's a father.
Understandable.
Yeah. Or real alcohol.
Yeah. Caesar.
Oh, you switched zeros to the good stuff? Or are you selling the zeros?
The zeros. I've got a couple of Coronas upstairs I'll grab after.
Saving for the Wednesday night shenanigans.
So lots happened, guys.
It sure has.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. So we've recorded, right, since I became a dad, yeah?
Yeah, once.
Once, yeah.
Once. Okay. Was the baby still in the NICU?
Nope, baby was here.
Baby was here.
Wife's calling me. One sec.
All right, guys.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Now what you've all been waiting for, the Brian and Dan show.
Bum, 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 bum.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Twice in a row, really?
I didn't hear it the first time.
Okay, it went off the first time. Oh, I heard it.
What the fuck? Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Well, this is a bad start to the Brian and Dan show.
Yep. Technical difficulties.
Usually we don't need Will.
This time we
might. I feel like we might this time. That's odd.
It's all the goofs.
Yeah.
Have you watched the She-Hulk, sir?
I have. She-Hulk is it's very funny. It is also very good.
I watched the first episode.
Yep.
I have not gotten further yet.
Oh, it should go further. It gets funnier.
Yep, that's my plan. Yep. Tomorrow, as I'm doing prep work for DJing, it will be on.
Very nice. Yeah, it reminds me of, you remember the Futurama sketch making fun of Ally McBeal?
A little bit, yeah.
Single female lawyer.
How they're poking fun at it?
Yeah, it's like single female lawyer. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah. But for some reason, it works.
Yeah.
Like, it just is funny and complete entertaining.
Fourth wall broke down. Yep. Oh, we're teaching the babes how to podcast.
I mean, I guess that's how it works. Yeah.
We have the youngest.
The podcast star. Youngest, yeah.
On the podcast. Ari looks like she's sick of our shit.
Yeah.
My daughter.
Just not having any of this.
Nope.
But yeah. Were we chatting about She-Hulk?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Despite the internet hating anything with women being the main character.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet just hates women.
Yeah,
the main character. They just hate women.
Internet needs something to complain about.
Yeah.
Keyboard warriors.
Yeah, keyboard warriors are not right about this one. And even if they were, the funniest part about it is it's like an accurate portrayal of like the She-Hulk comic was like this when Dan Slott was writing it like 10 years ago. Yeah.
It had some camp to it.
Yeah, it had some camp to it. And, you know, it felt like this, and it's a good adaptation of it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
They're just being jerks.
Yeah.
The internet is jerks.
Because they didn't create it, so they're mad.
Fan bases in general have just gotten out of hand. Every fan base feels like they're entitled to things a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I can understand loving something. I love a lot of things. But being, having a sense of ownership over it, I get that too. But if you're not the one making it, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think they're thinking they are going to...
I apologize for cursing in front of the young child.
Gotta teach him young.
Dude, we watch House of the Dragon in front of her. She's fine. Yep.
Gotta keep him young.
Yeah, I understand at a certain age, there's questionable object permanence right now.
Yeah.
But...
wait till like...
Yeah, you got a good year and a half.
Yeah, you've got to get like 6 months to 6 to 9 months before she even...
I don't think
understands that people exist.
My niece or nephew really started copying what you say.
Oh, yeah?
My niece has, and she's 4. So I think I got some time.
A little bit of time. I got you.
My nephew is going to be 2, and all he says is, what's that? To everything. What's that?
I mean, to be fair, if he's 2, he doesn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got to ask. Yeah. I'd rather them ask than not.
Just, what's that? What's that?
The next step is the whys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm waiting for those. But why? Why is the sky blue? Because I painted it blue. That's why.
But why?
Exactly.
I was bored. Yeah. But why?
Yeah. Waiting for that. Haven't done
She-Hulk yet. I did watch a decent chunk of Falcon and Winter Soldier again because my dad hadn't seen it.
Ooh.
So with that.
But that was still fun.
Yeah, he I think he's gone, and I logged into my Disney Plus for him, and he's gone back and basically, like, watched everything that I haven't, you know, like, that he hadn't seen since, like, Endgame. I don't know if he even had seen Endgame, but,
well,
like, he even watched Eternals. Like, I'm fucking, like, I like Marvel. I'm, like, I'm not that dedicated.
The one thing the internet was right on is Thor Love and Thunder is not good.
I watched that the other day.
Super uneven. It's just, like, it feels like they for like Tiger Waititi was forced to make the movie.
Yeah.
And just didn't have any inspiration for it. It was like, I have to get this done in a certain time frame, and just threw joke after joke after joke at it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work.
I think they were like, it was maybe Marvel was promising him a bunch of things he could do and then made him reel it back to.
I honestly think that they took too much of a step back. They didn't reel him in. And I think that was the issue, is that there was no coherent line of story in that entire movie. It was just three different like plot lines going into play, but they didn't really interact with each other. They weren't independent on each other, and they were just not good.
Yeah, I think you guys telling me that what it was, I already knew going in, so I didn't have high expectations.
Yeah. Well, what I feel bad is like you get a guy like Christian Bale,
who
is just great in everything he does, and he's actually really, really like does a good job being creepy as his character.
Oh yeah.
And he's like limited to like a couple scenes.
Yeah.
And and then it's just Taika Waititi jokes for the entire movie. And Taika's funny every now and then. Like he can write a legitimately good comedy. Where We Are,
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows is great. The Nazi movie he did was Jojo Rabbit was really good. Yeah. So he also knows obviously how to with that to blend comedy and drama and action together, and you
like you said, it was just forced.
It just didn't work this time.
Yeah,
you know, and I guess you know, as an artist, some things just don't work, and you know, I don't know whether or not he should be held accountable for it or what, but it's with the amount of people involved in the movie, they should have realized this didn't work. And
you had mentioned that it just felt rushed.
Yeah, the problem with movies in general these days is that, you know, if something doesn't work, even with the budgets they have, they just push it out there anyway.
They kind of have to stick to it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we have to make this date versus actually just making a good product.
Which is funny because, like, when it comes to, like, fan backlash, like, look at, and this is, like, for me, the thing that I love to refer to these days where it's, like, the internet being a bully enough to get something changed for the good.
Sonic.
Yes. Sonic.
Well, that was
a little different. Yeah. A little different.
That was very apparent from like the get-go of like, how did this get past the boardroom?
Yeah. How did anybody at Sega be like, "Yeah, this is fine. You can make our company mascot look like a freaking
give our company mascot
coked out, teeth and a coked out freaking."
Yep.
Like
that's how he got so fast. He was just so coked out.
Yeah. But I just
and the thing that bugs me about it is that you on it like for a lot of these industries, filmmaking, video games, I honestly think the fan bases are understanding enough if things need more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like if like something just doesn't work, instead of rushing it out and having it be bad, just spend more time on it. I mean, I understand if you're going over budget by a super amount, you know, to just push something out there to make your money back. I get that. But the if you want to make more and have a good reputation on something, that should be more important than
getting something out there.
I think the thing too, especially with Marvel, is like, okay, yeah, you can delay something or whatever, but you can only delay it so much without because having to write the narrative to
push everything else back.
Yeah. Or rewrite it to fit in the timeline the right way.
I would have agreed with you back in the Infinity Saga, where things were very linear. Yeah. But right now, things are kind of all over the place, and they're not necessarily intertwined.
I think, let's just say at the end of this saga, whatever, Kang, Secret Wars, whatever it turns into at the end, if we look back then and go, oh, okay, it really was all tying together, we just didn't see it yet. Because you got to think like...
Somebody like... backstory movies now like, that they're doing.
Like the first three, like Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, one, they all established, but like you really didn't see any of the stones until Captain America, right? because that's where the Tesseract was introduced. Yeah, Tesseract was introduced now. It's like, let's say, okay, they did great. Like, it did good, but didn't do great enough to justify, a Captain America 2 or an Avengers 2 even. Mm-hmm. Like, what would they have done from there? Would they have just say, hey, this is the Tesseract, and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they redid Hulk, what, 3 times?
Twice. Well, certainly 3 times, but the first time was borderline not a Marvel movie. It was Universal.
Yeah.
This movie wasn't Marvel. Marvel Studios did not exist at that point.
Yeah.
that was the old Eric Bana one.
Then it was...
Then it was Edward Norton.
Then Norton.
Yeah. And then you had the Mark Ruffalo.
Yep. Mark hasn't had a standalone movie yet.
No, he has not.
Just cameos and others?
Yep.
I kind of almost...
I kind of like that, though. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, as much as...
I don't like Hulk enough as a character to warrant him a movie.
Yeah.
To be honest, and I've seen some good takes on Hulk, but the good takes on Hulk are really kind of out there.
Yeah.
And only been recent with Al Ewing's run. And that stuff's been fun and good, but apart from that, it's just a retelling of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's only so much you can do with that.
And to me, too, he's had enough supporting roles where he has been almost like the number one supporting, like
the main,
like almost. Ragnarok. It was basically like that to me was almost more of a Hulk mini, story than a mini Thor Hulk, story, yeah. You know.
You have like mini Hulk movies embedded in other movies.
Yeah, it's as much of a Hulk story as it is a Thor story, but at the same time,
she agrees.
Yeah, she agrees.
Babies are struggling to exist.
Yep. Charlie Bears agrees with the Hulks.
Oh, let me go bring it back to your mom.
So, speaking of whiny babies, CM Punk.
We were just talking about that. Zinger!
Yeah, CM Punk decided to blow up the company he apparently said he loves.
Yep.
And is having the best time of his life and decided he...
set him on fire.
Yeah, just not, it's not even a pipe bomb. This is a suicide vest.
100% ridiculous.
Sitting next to the owner of the company, the guy that's employing him, interrupting him when he tries to cut him off and saying, no, you don't need to do this. My God. If this man is not fired.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what's going on. Like, he would have to make individual apologies to everybody involved and a public statement, in my opinion,
100%
to even warrant ever coming back.
I don't think personally, I don't want him back after what kind of just happened. Cause this is what,
I mean, there are two things. Is one, if he got legit injured during that match, I can understand being super frustrated and being like, but then to turn that frustration into venting on, your own personal things that are going on with people within the company. And even that is a lot of kind of speculation and ghosting. Like he was pissed off about Adam Page making a slight line, not even referencing Colt directly in a promo.
Yeah.
And that was the grand offense that caused him to, fight EVPs.
And I just put a lovely text into our group chat that Johnny had sent me. Earlier, because we were talking about this last night on the other podcast, it just ended up coming up about Punk being.
It's unprecedented, man. You know, it's going to come up in a lot of stuff.
It is a humorous timeline of events of what had happened with CM Punk.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and since this has happened, we've had now 2 or 3 others that were not even in the company or were in the company that. Want to shoot fight?
Yeah,
CM Punk.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that he's so self-absorbed that he can't.
Yeah,
he doesn't. He completely lacks perspective on anything. The fact that like if he thought there wasn't going to be ramifications for just doing that,
yeah,
he's out of his mind.
This isn't
out of his mind.
You used to work,
yeah.
Can't just go back after dropping a pipe bomb.
Yeah. it's one thing if you're talking about an establishment that's been there for like 30 years, like Vince.
Yeah.
And kind of shoot, like, dude, and Vince, as terrible as a person as he is, Vince will let people go off on him if it makes him money.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense. I mean, he let the same thing, he let, why am I spacing his name?
Looks like.
Paul Heyman. He let Paul Heyman go off on him, too. And Paul Heyman's stuff was borderline just like total shoot, where he's talking about ruining his career, like taking his ideas and
100%. And still talks about it.
And so just being honest about it. That's amazing. But for guys that are coming in and like, it's almost like he took like a perceived, like a slight dig and made it something bigger than it was because it was at 100%. Him. And man, I just don't get why you don't handle that sort of thing interpersonally behind, like,
I think they try to.
I don't think he did it at all. I think this is super passive aggressive.
Punk not hiding it, but everyone else in the company trying to put a big hush-hush on it and then keeping it, you know, more backstage instead of it being public, like Punk made it public.
I just don't get it, man.
And then Kenta ripped him a new one.
Well, Kenta's been ripping him a new one since... Kenta wanted to actually have a match when we first came in.
Yeah.
Because it turned before Forbidden Door and all stuff. He's like, yeah, when he gets the finisher.
Yeah.
And Punk was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Of course not.
Basically didn't even, barely even acknowledge him.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I like everyone involved there. Punk is a talented dude. Deeply flawed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
The fact that he was saying, like, my company, this, but, like...
Oh, I'm in business, and it's like...
Yeah.
Like, he's the only guy there that can draw.
Yeah.
Like, the company wasn't doing well before he arrived.
Oh, they were doing way better, I think.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like...
Because now you gave up a spot to put Punk in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since, like...
It'll cost you Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's felt a lot different since he, like, since he came in specifically at All Out last year when he had his first match, and then at the end,
the stuff with MJF was great.
Yeah, and then Daniel Bryan coming in and Adam Cole all on the same night. It just kind of felt like, okay, like, I don't want to say it's lost its charm because it hasn't, but it definitely feels different from how the company originally was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tony's gotten to the point where he's like, he's got his up-and-coming talent that he is...
Starting to slowly lose because of
this? No, not even slowly
lose. No, I wouldn't say that, but...
That he trusts, and, goes to them.
He'll throw Darby out there with anything.
Yeah.
He'll do Orange Cassidy with pretty much anything.
Yeah. Orange Cassidy's not young. Orange Cassidy's 37 years
old. No, but he didn't have a whole lot of exposure before AEW in terms of the international stage. No.
But
PWG is fun, and he's been on the indies for a while, it's like the common fan did not know who he was before.
No. Giving some of those talents, especially during like the pandemic age and stuff, the room to breathe. Like, I don't think like the Acclaimed would be over as they are now hadn't they not had that time to kind of really flesh out their act on TV.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I agree.
But like now it's like
they're over.
Yeah. But now it's like I think they use like dark, like they're using Dark and Elevation for that, but at the same time, something, you know, something that works in a room of 40 people, you know, or
may not work with 4,000.
Yeah, in an arena full of people, which is why I don't think we've really seen as many people break out in AEW since that early time. You see a lot.
There's a lot of people that just aren't quite there yet, or they're just very good athletes that aren't good people on the mic, you know?
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they bring this MJF stable with
Stokely. Yeah, that's something that
I think this could be the guns.
That was a good build for that, too, to have Stokely just kind of around for
100%.
He was around for, what, 2 months?
Just
kind of coming in and grabbing individual folks.
With random business cards, yeah.
And now he's got an intergender
faction,
which is really, apart from the Jericho Appreciation Society, the only one that's out there.
Oh, who does he have for women?
Jade and the Jade brand.
Oh, I didn't think they. I didn't think he was a part. I thought he got fired by Jade. I didn't think he was.
If that happened, Jade's I didn't see it.
I don't remember seeing it either.
Or maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah. But the that's awesome. I like the fact that they've done that. But you know, it's
This could be the guns. Hopefully, break away from the name of the Ass Man.
Well, they've reaffirmed MJF being a heel too.
Oh yeah,
came back kind of a pseudo crowd was cheering for him, and he turned on the crowd.
Oh the good 5 minute. Yeah. You know, I love Buffalo and.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, meet you backstage. You're gorgeous,
but
you're fat. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
But in all this, you have WWE coming back and being interesting again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually giving wrestlers time to wrestle and write their own promos. Yeah. And
the Cardiff, did you watch the Cardiff card?
I did not.
There was only 5 matches, I think, on that card.
Yep.
And they all had...
decent time.
15 to 20 minutes, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had the 10-minute walk to the ring.
Yep.
It's like, Jesus, got to shorten that stage. It's too long.
I just love hearing, like for WWE, I generally don't watch when it's on, but I will catch clips online.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just through, like, going through social media and stuff.
I usually just read stuff.
But seeing more and more clips from, like, Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, they're actually giving him plenty of mic time, and they're actually building things with him, and it's like
all the guys that should have time now have time
generally,
or slowly getting to,
and they're not ignoring guys like Theory that were being built up. They're still part of these storylines, but they're kind of put back to where they should be.
Yeah,
instead of like having the Rocket strapped to their back going before they're ready.
Yeah,
you know,
there are some swirling rumors saying that all the guys that were on top when Vince was there are now heated because Vince is not there, so they're not at the top no more. They're down in the bottom.
Well, just some of the
except people, for Roman.
Yeah, some of the people.
Minus the bloodline,
Minus the bloodline.
Some of the people there shouldn't have been pushed in the first place. Like almost should have never even been on the main roster except for the fact that he's, seven and a half feet tall. Same with Veer Mahan. Like you look at some of these guys and you're like,
"Oh, Veer Mahan was like from the that was like Vince thinking back to the 80s some reason."
You're like, these guys can't work, and like you don't have to do a lot for a guy that big to be able to work, but like he's got to have some fundamental. Like he's got to be able to.
And there was nothing.
At least move and understand the pace of a match. The guy was so big that you
could do
a couple
that.
Things.
Yeah, when you have a guy that you've been trying to train for a few years and you have. A rapper come in and outperform them.
A rapper or a YouTube star or whatever. That's actually like one of the things
or a punter.
Like whatever his politics or whatever you think about him. But like Braun Strowman coming back, I'm like, that's a good get for them just because he's an athletic big guy and he can actually,
And he was over too before he left.
Yeah. It's like he can have a match and he's got a good character and he's not going to have,
You need to have monsters. Yeah. Like, monsters make sense.
Yeah.
Monsters that can't wrestle don't make sense. You need your monster to be threatening and imposing. Yeah. And when you're trying to force that, it looks terrible.
Yeah, not gas in the first 2 minutes. Yeah. I haven't watched much, though. I just read the things.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's about it.
Although, the other thing that bugs me is, in general, the way that all media, the things are covered these days, so much of it is, I heard this.
Hmm.
It's a headline. It's like you need to sit like they used to be able to separate out rumors and like small like hints and things away from major stories.
Yeah.
Like you would see like the major story written and then there'd be like a blurb about
little bottom,
a little hint about like, oh, so-and-so said maybe had this. It's a rumor.
Now
the rumor gets the full page it's like,
the
why?
Headline is
because it's clickbait. It's because of how they make money.
But it's not real. It's not. It ends up putting people in shitty situations, too. Because half the time it's not right, and it's only getting a portion of the story, even if it is. And it ends up putting people in situations where they have to account for something that may or may not be like a real thing. And I just don't get it. Like, why spend your time on that? when there's actual things you can be covering.
The gossip and the dramas is where it's at.
Makes people money.
Everyone wants to be that influencer.
Did you see Sammy's promo about tonight?
No.
Him going up against Mox?
No.
It's actually good. He's basically like yelling the entire time about, he's like, I've been the pillar that's been working the most. I've had the most success. The crowd turned to me when I found happiness.
Was this a social media post?
It was like a video they shot. It was on I saw it on Twitter, but it wasn't him on Twitter. It was an AEW like video.
Yeah, backstage kind of thing. They'll probably show it tonight.
It was good. Like I was like, oh, Sammy's actually showing.
Oh hell yeah!
More than just being annoying.
Yeah.
He knew he could be annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was his vlog actually.
Yeah. But this was good. Like, if he's gonna do that and be that guy, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Because he's got enough go home heat to do anything he wants at this point to be a bad guy. Yeah. But
yeah.
Kind of making it be like, look, this isn't a situation I asked for. You know, this is what's happened.
Yeah.
You know. And it's probably one of his better promos I've ever seen.
Oh, hell yeah. That was, who's the Friday then?
That's a big match for him, too, against Mox. So.
Yeah. Who's the Friday qualifier?
They're not. Both matches are tonight. Yeah, because it's the semis.
Okay. I thought they were both on.
Was Danielson Jericho?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the Mox, Guevara was going to be the mm-hmm. Rampage.
Yeah, no, just because the.
As like a match.
That Dynamite is literally next Wednesday. So like they want to do a full week build up to it.
Where I thought the Rampage was going to be the clickbait for you to watch Rampage.
No. Mm-hmm.
Would have been Mox and Sammy.
I think they're going to start, from what it seems like, is they're starting to do more live Rampages going forward.
The entire month of October is live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think up to Full Gear is live.
Honestly, that is what they needed that show to be.
Yeah.
I understand the logistics of how that can be tough to do, but it absolutely needs to be live for it to be appointment television if you're looking for ratings. Otherwise, you don't have a good opportunity to really stream that after the fact.
Yeah, because it's spoiled.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it'd be one thing if like it was like the YouTube shows are fine because they're accessible. You can just click on them and watch them as you want to. But for Rampage, if I want to watch Rampage, if I'm not watching it on, you know, TNT on Friday,
yeah,
I'm not going to see it. Yeah, you know, if I miss that hour, I miss that hour. No big deal for me.
Yeah.
I don't really have a way to go back and watch that again, unfortunately. So there's really no, like, good streaming option to go through and watch older episodes of Rampage unless you log into the TNT app with your Comcast account.
Give me my Plex.
Which I don't have. Yeah.
Share my Plex with you if you want to go back.
Yes.
Along with other...
Just in general, for sharing the Plex, because I'm all about movies and streaming shit. So.
It's all mm-hmm. all illegal movies. Brand new ones.
It's all movies.
No, some of them are very bad. So, like,
no, I understand that, but they're all movies.
They are.
Yep.
The first 5 minutes of Uncharted when it first came out, they were all purple.
Yep.
I was like, no, thank you. So I waited a good couple weeks.
So here's what's gonna happen: is I'm gonna say this just because I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
If I turn on the movie and it somehow. Looks like it was maintained through nefarious means. I will turn that off and not watch it.
Mm-hmm. So I did.
Because I am contractually obligated to say that.
Yep.
Yes.
In my contract.
Working for a company that makes content, they're pretty strict about that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all the Dynamites, all the Rampages, and all the pay-per-views are pretty much on there.
Cool.
So I can go watch them. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch that first Boston one with Punk and Fish.
Yeah, we were talking before. You were, I don't know if you were.
I think you were just arriving.
But we were talking.
Just showing up.
The match that Bobby Fish has been talking about that him and CM Punk had was at the show we were at back in October.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
He's not a martial artist.
Yeah. Like, he's not a... I'm not a cop.
I actually know a guy who went to school with Bobby Fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand taking pride in what you do.
And he looks like Kenny Omega.
Yeah. I understand taking pride in what you do and being a wrestler in particular. Like, it takes a lot of skill to go through and do that, but to also come up and be like, look, because I'm getting paid, I'm putting my shoulders down for you, but yeah, it's kind of like, nobody asked you, Bobby.
It's Bobby Fish.
Did you see CNN posted a picture of Bobby Fish by accident?
No.
They did a highlight of, I don't know if this is the internet just fucking around,
yeah.
But this is what I saw. Anyway, it was a little thread from Twitter. A CNN saying a certain amount of percentage of men in the workforce have been out of work for a while. And it showed a picture of Bobby Fischer's truck, like with the full beard.
Full beard, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And below that was Bobby was like, why'd you use my picture? Take it down, please.
Goddamn Bobby Fish.
Like, has not been working for a while.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, apparently that was they couldn't agree to terms on money.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Oh, 100%.
I can see that. You couldn't just, like, be like, hey.
Well, the other thing is I don't know how much he knew about how long Adam was going to be out.
Yeah,
Adam. In Colorado.
And Kyle, yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, I guess their plan was.
If he's a jobber of the group, yeah. He should be laying down a lot, and apparently he didn't like doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the injuries definitely put a damper in the plan that they had for Bobby.
Yep.
But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they weren't going to pay him that kind of money if he wasn't going to be in the main storylines and drawing. Yeah. You know, I get the business there.
It's all business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say maybe give him a higher cut of his merch money or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
That's
going to be weird anyway because it's going through PWTs
for
AEW. You know, whether or not AEW gets a certain percentage of that or what percentage they get, you know. Because it's got to have the AEW logo on it, too, so they're going to get something.
Yeah. Anytime you go to the AEW shop,
yeah.
They bring you directly to
Pro
Wrestling Tees. So, it is like shopaew.com. I'm bringing it up right now.
I think it just
brings you to Pro Wrestling Tees. Because anytime there's a code.
It says powered by, powered by Pro Wrestling Tees. Yeah. But I wonder if, like, I'm curious if any of the...
I'm thinking they are still separate because I've seen Trent put shirts out on his own and Ethan Page just shirts out on his own.
They're separate, but they're still under like the wrestler's name brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. My curiosity is like, are they, you know how Pro Wrestling Tees is print to order?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like direct.
If the dropship. If the shop AEW stuff is already pre-printed because they know
like, a certain agreement for a certain amount of shirts.
That's going to sell. That's going to make sense.
Yeah. A certain amount. Mm-hmm.
That way they can bring inventory on the road with them.
Yeah. I mean, it says...
even then, they don't bring much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've seen that. They don't. They're bringing, like, five shirts.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, four of them are AEW branded.
Hot garbage.
But then it's whatever the headliner is at the moment.
No, it says made to order, so I guess not.
Except now, when I ordered my last order for the Ring of Honor ones, whatever holiday that was going on at that time, I used that code to get the Samoa Joe shirt and the Ring of Honor shirt for. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen, but do you know whom I want to see on Dynamite tonight? I want to see Hangman Page.
Just to see Hangman?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Backstage?
I want to see them do something different with him now there's an opportunity. You know, if with the Elite gone, with Punk do his shooting at him gone, and this tournament going on that he's not in.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't.
He was, he just
got his ass beat.
I forgot he lost to Jamison, yeah.
But if you're going to lose, I guess that's who you lose, too.
Yeah.
Now, do you think him and the Dark Order go after the trios?
Well, he and the Dark Order are kind of on the outs because he hit silver for those titles. And that's the other thing. It's the Dark Order because they got all that got hurt. They couldn't go after the titles and they got relinquished.
Yeah.
So they go to Death Triangle. And the storyline was that Silver hadn't really forgiven Paige for hitting him yet.
Okay.
At least that was the angle they were going for.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see about that.
Bring him some meats.
Yeah.
He's the meat man.
Even if he feuds with Silver,
something. Yeah.
Yeah. With the rest of, the Dark Order beat up, they can't really stop them from going at it. So gives him something to do.
Who's left in Dark Order?
Uno, Silver, Reynolds and 10. 10.
And 10, okay.
And negative one.
Here and there. He's in school.
Yeah,
so.
Negative one's busy.
Yeah. He's doing...
negative one's off doing evil childhood things.
He's making the towns with the schools.
Yep.
Because Angels is gone.
Yep.
Anna's with the JAS.
Mm-hmm. And Stu's gone.
Stu's gone. They didn't resign.
Yep.
Same thing. Agreements.
Yep.
And did they say anything about Colt? Did he just kind of
disappear? Not in that sense. He's disappeared.
Colt is
missing in action and not actually being spoken of, which is why Punk and...
Yep. Yeah. Well,
more ROH right now, and I think he's been helping out with the video game stuff, too.
Yeah, he was out... Oh, he was
out.
Yeah,
he was in Germany.
He was in Germany for that. Yep. He was physically on stage for that.
In Tokyo Game Shows this week, so he might be out there, too. Because Kenny's out there.
Kenny's out there. Daniels... not Danielson.
Knock.
No, Christopher Daniels.
Chris, yeah.
He's out there, too.
Well, Daniels was on the tour with Colt.
Well, yeah, but that's one thing they haven't brought up is suspensions also affected Christopher Daniels and Nakazawa.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
They were there.
Yeah. Shit. Well, all the guys who supposedly were in the fight, but, like, just trying to break it up are not.
They're supposed to be there tonight.
Yeah,
all
like
the
Buck, all the backstage producers. Brent Cutler. Like, they're all been reinstated.
It's just the physical guys. The six, mm-hmm. five guys.
So how do you think this is going to end up? I think it's going to be Punk gets fired, Punk sues.
Probably. I just don't want Punk back, to be honest.
Yep.
I don't think they should have thrust him back into the title scene, like title picture, straight away, too, after breaking his foot that, like...
Yeah, not
he came back, had a high-intensity match with Mox, and then tore his fucking...
Yeah.
Bicep. It's just, or tricep. I don't know.
Tricep.
Made of glass.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's like, at this point.
See you later.
Yeah. It's like, it's very obvious that he's not
in shape.
No, he's pliant. I mean, injuries happen. I can't blame
the injury. No, they definitely happen, but.
And he didn't look out of shape. Like, he didn't look like, he didn't come in like if.
Like his first match?
Me.
No. His first match looked a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... You can't be that guy. Like, he... It's like he turned into, like... If that's who he is, then I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any kind of truth to...
Yeah.
To his that, character. It's just...
I've heard enough people kind of be like, that's him.
Yeah.
And, like, where it's been like, okay, then I see where people are coming from now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of injuries.
Don't meet your heroes.
Well, that too. The Christian, I guess that's why they did what they did with Christian.
I preferred that.
He
Evil Dinosaur, I like.
Yeah, he tore his pec, I guess.
Evil Kane Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the swerve for that one.
Now he gets to be Kane's pallbearer. He gets to come out and be like, it's a dinosaur, everybody.
A dinosaur.
He's an angry dinosaur.
Yeah, so that was, I guess, the swerve with that one. Was, I guess originally they were going to have just Christian and Jungle Boy go at it for the next month or two, but torn pec.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Something in his shoulder.
It's too bad.
Yeah. I still, like, I bought All Out the night that it aired, and I watched up until Danielson Jericho, and at that point I was just tired. And
I watched it, I think, that Monday.
Yeah, so, like, I literally, like, I...
And it was, it, like...
I turned it off, and then like, woke up the next morning and saw that there was all the drama with that, like, the backstage thing, and then I was like...
Ugh. At first, I thought it was, a work. And then, coming out, I was
when it was happening, because I watched it on YouTube as it went down that night, because I couldn't go to sleep for some reason.
Yeah.
I was going, if this isn't, I thought, if this isn't a work, then the company's almost over. You know, I felt terrible for Tony, but I also felt like, Tony, how do you not stop that?
Yeah.
Like, if it is a shoot, and then brilliant, but if
mm-hmm.
I just don't I don't see how Tony can be caught in that moment so much and not cut him off and be like, we're going to ask a different question or, you know, we're going to move on.
I kind of, like, after it all happened, I was kind of thinking. They've
actually done memes on it so far where they show all his facial reactions to what Puck is saying.
Oh.
And you can see, like, the moment where he's like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
You think he's held back because he wanted to keep keep it private?
I think that was originally what he wanted to do. But with Punk going off like that, he's also a Punk fan. And I think he overvalues Punk as a result and didn't want to alienate him and be like, look, I got to cut you off because I'm your boss. Yeah, you know, I think he wanted to be his friend and not his boss, and that's the problem. You know, you can't be both.
You got to be one.
Yep, you can be nice and be the boss, but you can't be
a friend.
Can't be a friend. Yep.
You can be friendly,
just not the friend.
Just not the friend.
Mm-hmm. Be a friendly boss.
Yes. And he didn't. He stepped back and didn't do anything.
I think the craziest thing out of all of it, though, is being like.
The one I like out of
Ace Steel just biting a dude.
Oh, that's
like, it just escalated. I'm like, where is that? Why is that your first like reaction to getting in a fight? Is I'm just gonna bite somebody? It's like, okay, brick.
This is where I wish that like BTE was still on because I could just like see like the best friends backstage and like
going at it.
Trent and Chuck Taylor could be like, Ace bit a guy. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to send you guys a thing about a timeline of events of the entire thing of what happened after, but it's still trying to send.
Mm. Yeah, Android phones, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
still trying to send. We're in a basement.
Just saying, I just scrolled through something and saw it like on timeline. It's just quoting, but like Logan Paul saying like that he wants to wrestle Roman Reigns. Would you accept that as like a
I'd say there's a squash match.
I was gonna say main event a pay per view. Not necessarily WrestleMania.
Raw, yes. Not a main event a pay per view.
Did you see his match with The Miz?
Yes. Okay. That was against The Miz.
Yeah. Well, I think and then he had the tag match against the Mysterios with The Miz.
Let me put it this way, if you want Logan Paul to have a match against Roman, you need to do a 6-month build with Logan Paul actually winning matches.
That's true. But I think his time in the WWE, I don't think he's ever going to be a guy who's like working on the road every week.
Yeah, but then why toss a championship at him at all?
I wouldn't even say championship. I would just say match. Like put him against one of the top guys in the company that's not.
I'm just saying there are people more deserving than that. And I'm not saying I don't think he would do a good job. I think he would.
Okay.
But I would do that in Raw. I would make
like a SmackDown open challenge, like he just shows up.
Exactly.
I would say, like,
SmackDown or Raw. Reigns is on SmackDown. That's right.
Whatever the thing is, just an open challenge.
Do you think that would give it 3 months? Let's say, like, main event for the Rumble. Do you think that would draw?
No.
No. I would rather have him in the Rumble to win. Yeah. Like, if you have him win the Rumble for his chance, I'm okay with that.
And then you have a 3-month build to Mania.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with. That I wouldn't mind because that gives him an opportunity again to face other people and to have actually spots against people that'd be worthy.
Then you have two pay-per-views that you have built.
Yeah.
So you have 3-4 months, and then you have two pay-per-views when I don't even know what they are now.
Yeah, where you can have somebody challenge him. So
February
to be like,
and March pay-per-views.
Look, you got this shot. I want this shot. You don't deserve this shot. Mm-hmm. And he has to go over.
Elimination Chamber is Friday?
Typically Elimination Chamber and then like Roadblock. Yeah. I don't even know if they do Roadblock.
Yeah, no, if he's going to do that, then that's a build.
And then if he, say he wins Elimination Chamber, he comes out number one, and he has to last as a, like a storyline, kind of like the Kofi storyline kind of thing.
I hear you.
Then, you know, that would be, you know, good for him versus him just showing up at Mania and being like, oh, main event.
Exactly. Like, I don't want it to be like a one-off main event that you didn't build towards.
Yeah.
I think it would work, but you would have to do a build. You
need that Kofi build.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you get the crowd behind him that way.
Oh, winning the Rumble?
To be the face of that match.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Sami Zayn can make anybody. Well, that's who he'd probably have to go up against beforehand. Yeah. He'd have to go through the bloodline.
Through the Ooses.
Yep. The Ooses.
Honorary. Yep. I need an honorary Ooze shirt. I would potentially buy that. That'd be the first WWE shirt I've bought in years.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
But honorary Ooze would be fantastic. Our Brian, are you doing that Comic-Con this weekend? Are you doing New Hampshire Comic-Con or not?
I'm working.
Oh, okay. Because I saw what's it called?
So it's Granite. I think it's called Granite Con or whatever. Granite Con, yeah. But they're there Saturday and Sunday, but mm-hmm. I am working all day Saturday, so I won't even have a chance to do anything. Same with Friday.
As am I.
Only reason I was even interested is I just saw Mick Foley's going to be there all three days.
Yeah, Mick Foley's going to be there all day. Yeah. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And I don't know if there's any kind of I don't know if any of my coaches or professional connections have any. Well, even just having a connection with him because I'd be okay. Like, oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so if I did have a table, I could still call and see if I can get you guys in. But
I'm busy.
I don't know if you've heard the news, but we have a new phone coming out.
No, I haven't.
You do?
I thought
it already came out.
No, it's on Friday. It got announced last week.
No, I'm working all weekend, so I wouldn't even be able to go to the show. So I'd have to send someone anyway. Mm-hmm. And Johnny's going to be in Maryland for something else. So
if I wanted one of the new ones, would get the 14 Pro Max?
He can't speak of this right now.
he
has to wait till Friday.
Yeah, that'd be the one you're probably looking for.
Okay. Because it's 14, 14 Max, and then 14 Pro, 14.
14, 14 Plus, 14 Pro, 14 Pro Max.
Okay.
Lower tier is the regular 14 and 14 Plus. Mm-hmm. Pro is Pro and Pro Max.
Okay.
That's a lot of... A lot of options.
A lot of inside baseball.
So the bigger of the Pro is the Pro Max.
The Pros have the Pro better Plus. Screen, better cameras, new features.
Yeah, this is an 11 Pro, and this still feels good for the most part. It's like I've just noticed like it doesn't have 5G.
Yeah.
So like it's like I'm noticing it's starting to age.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else still feels pretty damn good.
The thing about our stuff is that, especially stuff like phones, is that they last for 4 or 5 years now without any issue.
Yeah. Oh, well, like my mother-in-law was using my wife's old 4S from like a decade ago.
Yep.
Up until like this year. And then she upgraded and I think she got like an iPhone 10, if that, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah.
And the scary part is they hold their value and you go to trade that in and probably still get like $500-$600 for it.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
Not to me.
Yeah, use Android.
I got them droids.
The only thing I don't even miss it necessarily as much as I used to anymore is with Android it being an open platform, so it's like I can do like
the only thing that bugs me about it, Brian, and the only thing that
color of your bubble.
I'm hesitant to that's part of it, but I'm hesitant to like just be like slide you like my iPhone 11 like when I upgrade this year. Because of the way that iMessage works versus SMS.
Yeah.
If I'm sending you a meme and I'm in Salem has no coverage.
Yeah.
And it doesn't send through data because it's not an iPhone. So I get not delivered on my side when I'm trying to send you memes.
That happens to me all the time with you too. Because
what the fuck?
Because one of us is not in a good coverage area.
Yeah,
it's probably me. Yeah.
No, when I'm in Salem, I know it's me.
Yeah.
But
and like when I'm here, I know it's me because I'm like, well, I've got no service here to begin with. But it's funny that you say that because that's the exact same thing.
Like, not
I'm
like
what are they saying that they were coming out with iMessage on Android for a while?
No. There was a rumor of that for a bit, but there was. I can guarantee you, Apple will never do that.
Yeah, like and there's like other solutions. Like
so that's speculation that has nothing to do.
Yeah,
that's probably why mine still says sending.
Yeah,
yeah.
When I'm trying to send you that.
Yeah, and we could do other things. Like we could use WhatsApp or whatever. Because like Europe uses WhatsApp
all the time.
Yeah. Like my old boss was like, oh yeah, you could just send me your WhatsApp. I'm like, the fuck's a WhatsApp? He's like,
that we don't use the metric system, we don't use WhatsApp.
Yeah, we don't use WhatsApp.
America, sir. Yeah. We don't use WhatsApp.
And all the signatures at work, because half of our company's in India, on all the bottom, it says WhatsApp.
Yep. Yeah. Just I don't know if it's just because it's for like long distance or whatever there, or I don't know.
It was just a way to do data across multiple platforms.
Okay.
Because they were so fragmented.
Yeah.
A lot of those countries, the phones that were, like you'd have Windows phones, you'd have iPhone 6, iPhone 7.
Yeah.
You know,
Android all over the place.
Low-cost Android phones, but with different versions of Android.
Yeah.
And so you couldn't have a good messaging platform that was universal, and that's what that kind of solved.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that I did kind of miss about Android was the, for better or worse, the unregulated kind of app economy for it.
Yeah, the Wild West.
Yeah. So like if
it's the old internet.
Yeah, like if I wanted to, you know, download an emulator or whatever.
Or play Pokemon on your iPhone.
Yeah. Like that was a thing. And now the fact that the screens and stuff are nicer and whatever, like that's more and more like I see people like be, you know, talking on like Reddit or whatever or Twitter, like, and they'll be like, oh, like, you know, playing, yeah, like playing Pokemon or playing Chrono Trigger for the first time on my iPhone or on my Android. And like you see like the on screen things or like they have one of the
controllers,
the backbone controller things. And I'm like, you know, like that would be cool. But at the same time, I'm like, then you're blowing through your battery.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm like I have an iPhone, like I've got an iPad and I don't even really game on it for that very reason. Cause I would blow through the battery too quickly.
The funniest thing that I noticed about portable games, I was big into portable games when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I had all the Game Boys. I played a ton. I have a lot of Game Boy and DS games.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is I realized that a lot of it was tied to how often I was in places where I was not home or I couldn't game or, you know, I'd be playing in school if I was with my Game Boy Advance or, you know, playing it, you know, while I was at my crappy retail job when I was 19, you know.
But for me, like that's the thing, like with the Switch, like I absolutely love because I can just be like, okay, like I want to play some games, but I also want to spend time with my wife and my kid or whatever, and not have to be what's it called off in a different room.
That makes sense. But the thing is also I don't realize like I'm not, especially since COVID, I haven't been traveling or anything like that.
No, yeah, me neither.
So like all my mobile stuff's like just gathering dust.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that's like the reason exactly why I'm like I bought a Switch OLED. It's upstairs. It's in my bedroom actually. Because I'm like, okay, well like I still play that I play that on par with my PS5, if not a little bit more. And then I don't think I've played a PC game in like 6 months.
See, it's the other way around for me.
So like, and that's the thing where I'm like,
PC games have been like the only games I've been playing.
Yeah, where I'd be like, you know what, if I had a Steam Deck, like I would probably, like my neighbor, he got a Steam Deck and he's like, dude, it's the only thing I play now. Like, and he was also big. He's the guy who got me found me my PS5, and he's just as big of a PC gamer as you are. And he's like, it's all I use now.
I was
like,
I met a guy at the Comic Con when we were in Trificon that he brought his Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he could play it in the hotel at night.
And it's like you're getting console quality like experiences.
Yeah.
It's like it's not gonna be 4K obviously, but it's like 720p, 1080p, like
you don't need, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm like you don't need something with that much more, you know, pixel density. But even then too, like the thing that's cool is like I've seen people going like it's got HDMI out, I think via USB-C, so you can like if you really want to, you can use it as kind of like a dock and plug it into your actual, you know, TV, and then it's like, okay, well, it's not super high end, but it's still, you know, if that was the only thing you had, like, pretty cool.
Definitely.
I think the other day was the first time I actually picked up my PS4 controller because I signed into the PlayStation Plus just to see what was new.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was probably the first time in a month or two.
Hmm. You know, I had been pretty regular, and then you know, even throughout just the past not so much in the past week or two, but
a wedding season hit me hard.
Yeah I was just, you know,
you have a kid.
What's the song that you don't want to hear anymore from this year's wedding season?
So this year's wedding season has been weird for me.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of requests for the same songs, which are nice.
Mm-hmm.
So all my first dances, all my intros, all my ceremonies, all different songs.
Oh. Good.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to murder myself.
Yeah. I would figure it would be the opposite, but
When I first started DJing, though, it was Uptown Funk was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Thinking Out Loud was everybody and their mom's first song. Doesn't matter who it was. It was everybody's first song.
Is that now, that's Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's, oh, it's this version from YouTube that this random Jamoke covers with the violin.
The violin, yeah.
I was like, okay,
on the
cool.
harpsichord.
Yeah, nice.
Deep cuts.
Different song, but same.
Yep.
So this year, pretty good. Cool. I have no crazy requests for a lot of things. I have a lot of no requests for Cupid Shuffle and Cha-Cha Slides. A lot of no requests for that.
I don't know why, but I just pictured you as Craig Robinson from The Goods. As the DJ. We're like, anytime somebody makes a request, he just like smiles and nods. Just like, fuck the world.
No, seriously. Some of the requests I get, I'm like, yeah, man, I got you. And then don't play it.
Yep.
Because it was bad.
This is kind of the fan synergy, like the brand synergy that I kind of amazed that they didn't do earlier. Especially that the series has been around for like 20 years now. But, like, you know how they do the Halloween parties for Disney?
Yeah.
Yep.
They finally this year had Mickey, Donald, and Goofy come out in their Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why would you not do that 20 years ago? Like, that's the perfect to be like.
Switch it up?
Yeah. Like, I know they're hits to begin with, but I'm just like.
Actually, one of the DJs just hit D23.
Yeah.
Disney was different back then.
Yeah, Disney was different back then. yeah, it's weird.
They were almost, I feel like back then they were almost embarrassed to be part of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, like it was.
Okay. Didn't realize that there was a way to hit different cultures in different ways. And
I love Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played the newest one.
I enjoy playing the games. I will not talk about the story.
We have.
I know we have. That's why I'm refraining from doing it now.
We sure have.
I don't want to raise my voice again.
I think that was called Deep Cut Hearts. I think that's what that episode was.
That's why I haven't finished.
I'm through raising my voice with Kingdom Hearts.
That's why I haven't finished the latest mainline game.
3.5 or whatever?
No, it's just three.
Three.
And that's the issue with it is that I say mainline games. They're all mainline games. They're all just on 30 different freaking systems. Yeah. I'm not going to rant. That's the end of my rant.
That's it for today.
That's it. Floodgates closed. But, yeah. Have either of you watched House of the Dragon?
Nope.
I've seen the first episode.
I haven't watched it yet.
And I watched pretty much all of the second episode. I think I got cut off like the last 10 minutes or so.
I haven't even watched GOT yet.
Second,
it's all right.
Second episode was meh.
Does it pick up after that?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah. I should continue watching it.
I haven't even started.
Yeah. The thing that bugs me about this one, and I hope it fixes it, is because you're dealing just with one kind of stuck up family in this one, and they're all a bunch of prissy jerks. You don't get like fun characters like the Hound or Bronn or Podrick.
See, I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
Far. But to be fair, it took a while for Game of Thrones to introduce to characters those, that.
And that's one of the that's one of the reasons why, like for me, like everybody right off the bat was like, "Oh my god, like Game of Thrones." And I'm just like,
I haven't even watched Game of Thrones.
Like the first season, me was like, "Okay, whatever."
So in Game of Thrones, there's a character named Bronn who's a mercenary.
Okay.
Basically, he survived a bunch of the previous kind of encounters and wars, and he's one of the best out there for if you want somebody killed.
Okay, so but he's an assassin.
So the rich kind of prissy-ass family hires him.
Okay.
But he absolutely is just money. He's just like, okay, well.
It's business.
It's business. Gotcha. And that evolves over time.
But he becomes friends with a lot of the people, but it's still business.
So a Victor Zsasz.
Yeah.
Nice.
But he'll just show up and like end up being on like one side of like a certain battle and like the guy be like, oh hey, and he'd be like, look man,
it's business.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I haven't watched GOT yet.
Yeah. Game of Thrones is a good watch. It's also a good read.
It's on my list to watch. Yeah.
Do not listen to the people that tell you it's a bad series because of the way it ended. The way it ended.
I heard it was horrible.
Wasn't great.
Yeah. I heard it was
it wasn't bad.
Star Wars money.
So it is the Mass Effect 3 ending. in the sense of the way that the way that the fandom took it versus the way that it should have happened. The thing is yes, it was rushed. Definitely rushed. But it wasn't going to be fucking happily ever after for these characters.
Well, you kind of knew that going in.
People expected different things about the ending, and it's like
common sense.
And it needed more time to build and to what they were trying to do, but the people that were in charge of that series.
Yeah, they signed.
They were just done with it. They wanted to leave.
They signed Star Wars, right?
Yeah, they wanted to leave. Yeah. They were just like, we're at, like, they were done with it. They were done with it too soon. They needed at least one more season to make the changes they were making to the characters and the changes credible.
It was just too quick.
Yeah, it was just too quick of a transition. So but if you know that going in, like if you're like, oh, it's just a little bit too quick of a transition. It. They're still doing interesting things with other characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And the main flaw here is basically one character gets a little too bloodthirsty, a little bit too fast.
Okay.
And
a little speedy up process.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're following this character for their entire build, and their build is basically a face build. They're the good guy.
Okay.
But power corrupts absolutely.
Yep.
So when they get a taste of power,
now they're the heels.
Now they're the heel. All right. And the heel turn was too fast. It was
ooh, quick turn.
It was not warranted. There was no trigger. There was no just
boom.
It was just this didn't go like immediately the way I wanted it to. Bad.
Oof. Okay,
quick and turns. There were hints of it, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah,
like you knew it was coming, but I did.
Too quick.
But yeah, it was just it was unwarranted and too quick, and too much of a personality turn to the point where the people that were with her, you know, you kind of like they know her. They're obviously thinking this is like they see something's wrong, but it's almost like an insanity break.
So if I watch it. And stop at 7.
I would say don't stop. You want to watch the full experience, watch everything.
Go through?
Yeah. Well, there's no problem in watching it. The last season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
There's no problem in watching it. There are a couple good things out of that. Like, there are some good moments. There's
some great action scenes.
There's some good character endings. There's payoffs for a lot of good characters. The issue is, as I was telling you, it just feels rushed.
It just felt rushed.
It felt like
rushed and uneven.
Yeah, it felt like it needed another season. To flesh out the reasoning
behind
for why certain things were happening, or to have like a certain character arc go a little bit further.
Yeah, I think this is going to be on my list for after wedding season.
Oh, yeah, it's well worth watching. It's well worth watching.
It's on my list.
It's definitely one of the especially me for like my ADHD. It's definitely one of those ones I have to watch with captions or subtitles just
to keep you invested.
Not even invested, just focused. And I've realized that with a lot of stuff. I think lately, and I think that's why I don't watch as much TV anymore. It's because I lose
focus.
Yeah. And like with broadcast TV, closed captions are kind of done on the fly. So it's like,
not accurate.
Yeah. So it's just like
versus them already being there kind of thing.
Yeah. Versus like streaming
platform. Yeah. It's accurate. Yeah. Somebody actually.
Versus like live TV,
same digital feed,
where it's like
physical media
letters.
Yeah, I was gonna say like go home and like when you watch Dynamite tonight, like put on closed captions and.
Sometimes I don't throw closed captions on. I throw a different language on.
Excalibur will just be letters.
Yeah.
Letters all around, no punctuation.
It's like Steve Carell and Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
But it'll be actual words.
It'll be words, just all one word.
Yeah.
Especially when he does the readings for the promos. Right. Brought to you by this. Next up, on Rampage, we have this, and this, and va, and vu, and ha, but ha.
Yeah, and whatever's going on TNT or TBS.
I love when Taz is like, "Did you breathe?"
No,
they're so good together.
I love Taz.
Both Taz and Excalibur together are just like
when
they're perfect together.
When Taz first started doing the booth,
yeah,
he wasn't Taz.
No,
it was like
he was Team Taz. Taz.
He was Team Taz. Taz.
Whereas now, Taz.
Yeah, now it's like
it was character just, Taz.
Now it's podcast Taz, and I love podcast Taz.
Yep.
Podcast Jones.
Exactly. He throws Jones on everything, and I'm so happy now. Because I totally stole it from his podcast, when him throwing Jones on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Excalibur messed up the other day on one of his...
he called him out on it.
He starts talking about it. He goes, you know, I was going to tell him to fix it in post, but, But since you made it such a big deal about it for the last minute, we have to leave it.
And he also, corrected Shivani?
Yep.
Shivani called him, Excalibur? He's like, no, I'm Taz. And I think it was last week. It was either Excalibur or Shivani who said he.
Yeah.
And he just kept going and going. And right after it, Taz looks over at him, or I'm guessing he looked over at him. This is what I just picture in my head. And just goes, who's he?
Yeah.
Because he definitely said it on air. No, it was the guy that comes down with Omega. Fucking pink shirt. And the salmon shoes. Pepto-Bismol. Can't think of his name.
Callus?
Yeah, Don Callus says Don Callus. He.
Yep.
And Taz goes, who's he? Yep.
So it's almost fall.
It is almost fall. It's football time, boys.
Hoodie weather has not come yet, though. I'm very, very not happy about that. I want to go 10 degrees colder, like right now.
At night it is. It's like 55 at night. Minus last night. But
yeah. Minus last night and every other night.
I want hoodie weather all day.
I do enjoy some hoodie weather.
I like the 3 week period when it's shorts but hoodies. That to me is gold.
All year for me.
Yeah, I feel like you've been fighting your whole life not to be the shorts in the winter guy, but you are that guy.
Oh, I've always been that guy.
I think I realized that last winter when, like, after Christmas, I got Crocs for Christmas, and then I became a Crocs all the time guy. Crocs, like I would walk June, I would walk Tessie in the snow in my Crocs, and I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
This is okay.
This is okay.
This is all right.
It's only getting a little cold. And it's like, oh, they make Crocs that don't have the little holes.
Just waking me up.
Place. Yeah. Just waking me up. Yeah. No. I really wasn't the.
Well, Crocs in the snow are not as bad as getting into a sneaker that seeps in water.
Yeah.
Like,
because they'll melt.
I feel like a sock with water, getting wet.
Never gets dry.
Is worse than. Croc, like going out in Crocs just getting your foot wet.
Yeah, because it will dry after a couple minutes.
The issue with that is the sensation is better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's like wearing flip-flops, but you don't have to worry about sliding around once they're wet. Yeah. Like, that's the issue with flip-flops. It's like, once you get them wet, you're like, oh, shit, there goes my traction.
Yep.
And Crocs, not so much. So, yeah, it's weird because like I for a long time I've also been I used to be a sandals all year round too. Mm-hmm. So like yeah, but
never a sandals guy.
For me, it's
I don't pants in the summer, dude. So I can't.
Yeah,
I'm just shorts all year round.
It's for me, hate the humidity. So like once I can get rid of the pants are gone until further notice.
I'm kind of a
furry
guy, so
yeah,
I try to wear some. Less layers as possible.
I'm just sticky and hairy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like, not even like, not like sticky in like the actual, like.
I don't need much detail there.
Yeah. I understand. I get it.
I don't like being sticky.
We can use our imaginations, everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm just a furry guy.
Yep.
So I try to wear less layers.
That's why I always joke. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I love the South. I love Florida or whatever. And I'm like, I could never fucking live down there.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh,
I go there for a week in the summer, and I'm like, I melt. And then, like, I went last year for a weekend during the fall, and I'm like, this is still just like the summer. Like,
yep.
That was bad.
How is this any different? Like, oh, once the sun goes down, it goes down.
No,
like,
no, it doesn't.
The humidity kind of goes away,
No, it doesn't.
Not really.
When I was in South Carolina, the only good time it was from October to March, because then it was 60 degrees.
Oh, and then it's also like mini Australia because everything wants to fucking kill you. The second like you get off of like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like there's alligators, there's snakes, there's giant spiders. There's
Black widows.
Like everything.
Mess
like,
with them.
We went to one of like the big plantation out in Charleston or outside of Charleston when we were... when we went on the trip last year, and there was like a nature walk that we did, and it was like a swamp walk.
Nope.
We went through like a third of it because by like 20 minutes in, we were like, I felt like we were the first people there, so we were like worried about like walking through giant spider webs. We saw spiders that were like literally the size of like
a laptop.
Like a 7-inch like vinyl record. They're like the size of a 7-inch vinyl record.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
nope,
no, No. And then we were just walking down a path.
Banana spotters, everybody.
Yeah. We were walking down a path that was literally like the width of this table.
Yeah.
And Gator, I didn't notice it, almost stepped on him.
Nope.
And we were like, nope, done. Done.
Nope.
I went back and took a picture of him. I was like, nope, done.
Not for me.
Gators are fun.
Yeah, whereas, like, I'm like, what's the worst thing that you run into in, like, the, like, a bear?
What, up here?
Up here?
Or a black bear, but the bear. black bears are going to run away.
Yeah, like, they're getting like, scattered up north, like.
If you listen to rumors, mountain lion.
Roar.
But apart from that, no, there's nothing here, though. You will die more from falling off of rocks. In New Hampshire, you will from any of the wilderness here. Or moose. You definitely want to avoid moose. Moose will kill you pretty fast. Yeah.
So this was one of the guys, and this was in like a very like well-populated area.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar. Yeah. I lived in Florida.
Yeah, I was in South Carolina. I understand.
Yeah, South Carolina.
I had
they have banana spiders in Florida, dude.
I had black widows all over the place. The brown recluses just hanging from trees. No, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes just sunbathing.
Gators in Florida were fun, though, because it was one of those things where, like, you'd see them every now and then, but it would almost be like seeing, like, something that, like, I'm trying to get, like, a good analogy here, because there's not a whole lot of wildlife that you would, like, it's like seeing a deer here.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's so many of them.
They're just there.
But they're just there, and they're not doing much of anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just there.
Yeah.
That's the dude I almost stepped on. And so, like, baby. Like, still, like, 6 foot, but, like, baby. Yeah. But, like, I was legit.
You see the dude that caught the alligator in the trash can to get it out of his yard?
Yep. Yeah, that was one thing I didn't experience that I'm kind of happy I didn't experience it, because the only area that flooded was one side of my apartment complex. There wasn't where my apartment was during hurricanes.
Oh, nice.
But, like, that side of the parking lot was very much a lake.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked at that and I'm like, oh, there could be a gator in there. You know, that'd be one thing that I'd be worried about. It's like kind of just trying to pick up after a hurricane and being like, oh, fucking gators everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Gators.
That didn't end up happening. I never saw any in the area of where people were anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I see them like when I go to Disney, like you see them like off to the side of the highway, like basking in that just little like, bank. Yeah. Between that and the thing. But it'll be like, everywhere else, it's like, oh, it's like you're not going to see just a gator just hanging out on the street. But at the same time, I like to be an outdoorsy guy. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go mountain biking and fucking run into a gator.
So I had to walk everywhere when I was in Florida because I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the roommate that had the vehicle until a couple months in. So for the first 3 months or so, I was walking everywhere. The gators are in, like you know how like we have like creeks and stuff, like under overpasses?
Yeah.
They'd be there.
Yeah.
So I would see them as I'm walking every now and then, but it would never be like it wouldn't be like out in the middle of like a parking lot or something like that. They would be where water is.
Yeah.
Grasslands.
They don't spend time away from water very much.
Not for me. No gators. Or snakes.
Yeah. But like, let's say for instance, like if you're walking in like a park, like if you had like a park, like Mines Falls is here little in ponds. Nashua, that entire fucking, like, riverbed there.
Gator
would be gators.
Gators. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gators. You would not be bringing your dog there.
No. Like that, and that's the thing where I'm like, I don't want June getting eaten.
Yeah.
Gator country.
And there's really nothing up here that's going to kill a dog June size.
No.
Even coyotes would be around the same physical size, so they wouldn't bother. A bear would be too scared.
A dog would scare off like a Fisher cat or a bobcat or anything like that.
A bobcat gets you fighting, but it wouldn't kill a dog. Moose and deer would be the two things to worry about. Deer will kick, and moose will just destroy.
Be a moose.
Oh my god! I'm just looking back, I was showing you those photos from South Carolina, and I've got videos up of when June was still a puppy, and like Tessie, and June just like pissing off Tessie, and it's the funniest fucking thing.
Oh yeah,
it's just like, oh yeah, yep.
Well, Tessie wasn't enthusiastically happy about everything.
I mean, she tolerated him, her, but yeah,
yep.
It took a while to become a love.
Yeah, no, that happens with old dogs, young dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Doggos.
Month in, they were two peas in a pod, though.
Still sending.
Still sending.
You can just show it to us right here.
Yeah. Like, aren't you? It's weird, too, that, like, it's sending, but you're connected to Wi-Fi.
Because it's not sending through Wi-Fi. It's sending through SMS.
Is MMS? Does MMS send
through? I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Oh.
You work with the... But it's not sending it through data. Let me tell you that. This sounds very right.
And I think it goes left or right. It's one of those two.
The pizza game. We're doing important things. Get the fuck out of here. I apologize for the silence. I'm just reading something, and they're watching my reactions. This is a great thing to do in a podcast.
Sure is.
Silence and
sure is.
Visuals.
Yeah.
I could be explaining this, but I'm not doing that.
Fine. Makes it even funnier. I think my favorite line is the foreshadowing.
Brian, did I hit this weekend at all?
No.
No?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty accurate turn of events there.
I thought so, especially with the foreshadowing.
Yes. Yes. The timeline of events. I would like if it does go to trial, I just want like that to be like the official court record. It's just like, yep, these are the order of the events.
So when did Mr. Steele bite you?
Was it before or after the chair throw?
Was it more of a nibble, or did he latch?
Did he shake while biting?
How long did it take you guys before you just got kind of like, ugh, with the Patriots on Sunday?
Second turnover.
Second turnover, yeah.
The fumble into the end zone.
Fumble into the end zone?
Yeah, that was or before the end zone, ran it right in. But that was second turnover.
I think I was more invested in all the other games going on.
Yeah.
Because in the survivor pool that I played on DraftKings, I took the Colts, and the Colts were down 17.
And wound up winning, didn't they?
They tied in halftime, or overtime. They both ended up missing a field goal. It was, I think, third down. The Texans had the ball on the Colts 8, and I was like, fuck. But somehow, they got the ball back. ESPN wrote unknown play.
Pathetic.
Yeah, they tied. Yeah. They both missed field goals to win the game. I'll take it because I advanced because of
That works.
The tie. Uh-huh. But in my other one, a tie is a loss.
So as it should be.
I got a good old strike-a-rooskies.
What is this? Speaking of ties, been watching Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney owning their football team in Wales.
Yep.
It's like the documentary of how that gets set up and what's been going on with that team.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth watching. Basically, they're on the... I learned a lot more about how English soccer works.
I kind of had an idea how that works just because...
I didn't realize how many tiers there were and how they're all interconnected. I knew that there was, there's two leagues.
There's
three. But, like, you can get demoted and promoted.
Yeah, but I didn't realize there was five tiers of that. Yeah. And they're all connected. Like, a team from the fifth could go to the top.
Yeah, you have to win and keep winning.
You just have to not suck that bad.
And you have to not suck. You have to keep...
You can't be in the bottom two for 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Unless you get, and then you get demoted.
You get relegated. Yep.
Did you watch Ted Lasso?
It's really, that's why I knew there were two. I knew there was a kind of the premier, and then there's the national.
Yep.
But I didn't realize that you could have to equate to baseball.
It's triple A, single A.
You could have a single A team playing the majors if they're good enough.
Mm-hmm. And then there's
you'd have like the Manchester team show up
100%.
Yeah. If they're good. Able to get to that league.
Yeah.
So you have a really small town still be in the Premier League, for instance.
100%. Yeah. It's pretty much like you mentioned, baseball, where it's like triple A, single A, double A, and then short A, yep. which only plays during the summer, and then their international A.
Yep.
Yeah, five leagues. And that's all through Europe, Asia,
yep.
India, Africa, mm-hmm. all of those. They all have a giant three-tier, four-tier football.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish they would do that with basketball.
I think they're going to start.
No.
In the next couple of years. Especially now.
There's way too many fucking NBA teams.
Well, that and now they have all the development teams and
yep. all the D-League teams.
The D-League teams plus.
There's so much like a division between like
with the contenders versus the internationals. Just, yeah. There's way too many international players now coming over
mm-hmm.
to be drafted that a lot of the kids from college are going to play in.
Overseas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that happening within the next couple of years of having a giant four-tier, five-tier thing. Well, they probably won't go that big that soon. It'll probably be like a good two, three tiers of top, middle, bottom.
Yep.
And then build as they go.
Speaking of good teams versus shitty teams, and I think this will just make the entire sport kind of interesting a little bit again, but the whole actual addition of the pitch clock and stuff to baseball.
No, they needed it.
Yeah.
They needed it bad.
It's like it. I can't be watching 3 hour games 5 days a week, like it, or 4 days a week.
Brutal.
It's just, you know, 3+ hour games. It's just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. Like I can barely, like I can dedicate my Sundays to the NFL because it's Sunday. And it's like, and if I miss a Sunday, that's fine.
If a game goes long, you want it to be because they're not scoring and not because of the players taking their fucking time.
Yeah.
If a game goes long, you want it to be like that World Series game a couple of years back where it went into like 3 a.m. because the pitchers were doing so well.
Yeah, because it was like, it was an incredible display of athleticism, not a mediocre showing of.
Yeah, you don't want a 9-inning game to be 4 hours long.
Both teams dragging their ass and just going through the motions.
Yeah, if you're going to take that kind of time, at least make sure it's extra innings.
And that's why I don't have a problem with NFL games being, 3.5 hours because they're, for the most part, interesting throughout. You know, like NBA games, won't watch them because, you can close the gap. And I can say that the NFL has started to do this more too, where you can close the gap on an NBA game in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
if you could be down by
the score doesn't matter to 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah, and like you could be down by 12, and it changed very quickly in an NBA game.
You go on a 12-0 run.
Yeah,
you know, 22-0 run, and then be up 7, and then the next minute you're on the opposite side of the 12-0 run.
Yeah, whereas like the NFL, and especially over the past, I'd say, decade, because they've turned it into such a passing league that, it's gotten that way where, the game is competitive. It's interesting to still watch throughout all four quarters, but things can still be very much decided at the end of the fourth quarter.
Losing by 14 points is not a death knell in the fourth anymore.
No. Being down by 14, no.
Well, the Colts, they were down 17.
Yeah.
They came back and tied it all in the fourth.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it's like.
I didn't think I would ever root for the Colts, but I was.
Yeah. You got to do something with
bunch of fathead fans
with your league, especially if it's just hemorrhaging interest. Yeah. And, like.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, and it just really hasn't done much to capture younger kids either. Yeah.
And there's no stars anymore. There's absolutely nobody who's like, oh man, I need to go watch
blah.
I need to go watch Ken Griffey Jr. I need to go watch Mark McGwire. I need to go watch.
There are, but they don't Derek get the same. Jeter. They don't get the same level of attention as they used to. Otani's a star.
Yeah, Otani's a star, but at the same time, it's. The sport as a whole is not on the same level as it used to
be. Yeah, it's not. It's culturally different now.
Yeah. Whereas, I mean, like 10 years ago, I feel like you would get more, in Boston, at least, you'd get more hyped to see David Ortiz than you would, like Milan Lucic. But I think nowadays, like if you're in,
I get hyped to see David Ortiz right now.
Huh?
I will get hyped to see David Ortiz until the day I die.
No. And he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
But,
like the.
I see what you're saying.
They're not making the same caliber of
the heroes are not the same level on the baseball side.
Yeah.
You're not getting those generational players.
Yeah.
Even when you're speaking of like we're fighting over Xander Bogaerts right now, and Xander Bogaerts, as good as he is not going to like step up to be a generational player like Ortiz. David Ortiz or like a lot of that team is recognizable still.
Yeah. Like to me, like I compare Xander Bogaerts to how Jacoby Ellsbury was back in the day. He's a good piece. He's a great piece.
Yeah, on the cusp. He kind of people like him, but he's not an icon.
He's not Ortiz. He's not Jeter. He's not.
Martinez. He's not Pedro. He's not Schilling.
And the closest thing you have to that these days, it's like I think even then, it's like you've got Mike Trout, you've got Fernando Tatis, you've got Shohei.
The problem with somebody like Trout though is Trout has absolutely he's not interesting at all.
Yeah,
like he's an amazing player, not interesting as a person at all.
Yeah. And they're saying he only has a year or two left anyway.
Yeah, there's not enough weirdness in baseball anymore. Yeah. There used to be weird ass pitchers,
those submarine pitchers and stuff. Well,
I'm also talking about people like pitchers that have fucking personality types.
Yeah.
Like you would know
that Randy Johnson.
You'd have Randy Johnson or
John Rocker.
Or you'd also have certain players that could just not play against other teams. Mm-hmm. You knew that if someone was coming in against the Sox, let's say for instance, if you had Mike Mussina come in, mm-hmm. you kind of knew how that game was going to go. It's one of those things, you always had a rivalry or there were storylines within the game, and there really aren't anymore. No. The players are just playing.
Yeah,
there are no rivalries. There are no there's not like a set group of players that hate each other anymore.
Hey, you're my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that has happened across sports a lot as is. I feel like the only sport that you still get that kind of blood rivalry in these days is the NHL. And even then, still a lot of them are still just friends. Especially when they've gotten away from the goon aspect in that
Yeah, but you still have hockey players, just don't like certain players.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, you're from Russia? I don't like you.
I mean, people always punch call... face. People always call Marshawn an instigator or a rat or whatever. Yeah, pest.
He's our pest. Love him.
It's the same thing. It's like...
I'm just happy we got one more year of that bromance. Mm-hmm.
Super bromance.
Yep.
Yeah, Zdeno.
Marcy and Bergy.
Mm-hmm. Zdeno is in the talks of possibly
returning
for the last hurrah.
That'd be nice, but I don't know. I wouldn't pay him anything or give him much ice time.
Yeah,
they're talking about just giving him 15 minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good veteran presence, I guess, to help out with the younger the young bucks. The younger defense.
The younger bucks.
But the...
I guess he showed up at practice the other day.
Yeah, time for Bruins. It's almost time for Bruins.
It's almost time for everything. Mm-hmm. It'll be the only time of year when they're all playing.
Well, the Red Sox will be out of that pretty fast.
The only time of year that a New York team has all playing.
All right. That kind of hurt me a little.
That was a jab.
Yep. So what's on your phone that's so interesting right now?
The internet.
The internet?
Literally Will's, the entire world at the palm of my hand.
Will is accessing all of human knowledge.
I'm trying to think of things I want to talk about. But
if we're at that point, we can always just wait for the next one.
We could always just wait for the next one. I don't know.
Speaking of updates.
Yeah.
How's your offense romance?
Oh, geez.
Classic.
I'll talk more later.
Okay. Is it off air?
To be determined right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up in the air.
Yeah.
All right. Hail Mary.
We'll see.
Hail Marys. All right. Mm-hmm. Fourth quarter, 3 seconds left, Hail Mary?
Oh, no, not even a Hail Mary.
Okay.
Not even in the situation. There's no desperation here.
Okay, so it's just, let's kneel down the ball and go into overtime?
No, it's kind of figuring out right time. Situation.
We're still in spring training.
Still in spring training.
Still in spring training.
Seeing if you get a red shirt or not.
To make a.
I would say we're an opening day prep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Fair.
All right.
Fair.
I like it. I like it.
Fair.
At least we got to opening day.
Yeah.
All right.
Hokely dokely. Well then, gentlemen, thank you for the time.
Always. And until next time.
Scoot.